You're listening to the B episode. The B side features the last two sections of our show, Empire State of Mind and Times Square. In this part of the episode, we check in on what all the hosts have been up to, chit chat about what's lit in New York City, expose something that dead ass blew our mind, as well as giving out some deserving shout outs. Before concluding the show with our main topics, also known as our Dose Post, we hit you with our weekly obsessions and trending topics from the culture. Have fun. We sure did.
Yeah, y'all already know. What? I'm about to kill it, bone. Fuck up here. Let's go.
What's good? What's good, everybody? 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 Hey, hey, what's good, everybody? Hey, hey, what's good, everybody? Hey, hey, what's good, everybody?
This week on the New York Dose, Adeloso and I are solo duo this week. Tune in as I discuss my first and near-death hiking experience and Adeloso spills some tea about a toddler having a few choice words for her. We also get into some discussions about anime, current musical artists, and our spiritual beliefs.
Now entering Times Square, where our fun stuff awaits, and during this segment, we dive into our main topics for the show that's surrounded by trending topics, weekly obsessions, and many, many more.
Many more.
Yes. We don't have Dose Mail this week, but...
Nope, Addy didn't post again.
Okay, anyways. Okay, I did fuck up. I did not post. I will admit it, but there will be a post this week, guys. Ew. You know, I like when sometimes when we miss a little bit, because then the next one, I feel like we get more, you know, response. Mm-hmm. Okay. But
a weekly obsession.
And I've been obsessed with my man, Jacquees. He came out with an album called 4275. It came out like on August 20th.
Did he say what those numbers mean?
Yes, I just don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. But I'm assuming it's something with his hood. But yes, so I just been obsessed with that album. Like, he did like a lot of like he has like a lot of old school R&B influence, which is what I love and live for. So like, I know Donald Jones produced like one of his songs, and there's like a song that he did that's called like Whatever You Into, and that like sounds like an old Donald song that he like sampled, and I was just that like that it just made me so happy because I am like a R&B head.
Like happy in your heart or happy in your pants?
It happened in my heart, you know. But then I started looking at him on his Instagram, and I was like, I could do him, you know. Like he's not that bad looking, but you know, it's just the singing that just gets you. But yeah, 4275 is a good ass album. I can't wait. Like, he's doing like a London tour, like a Europe tour now, but I want him to come to New York. I know he has to come. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be up in there because it's just so good. And he has like a song with Jagged Edge. Like, what?
Wow.
He has a song with Trey. You got to have a song with Trey.
Trey.
And of course, Chris Brown. But I don't like that track with him and Chris Brown on there. And I think.
Who's Trey?
Trey Songz.
Oh, okay.
Trigger.
Okay. Yeah, he's gay, right?
I don't know. I heard rumors that he was like bi, but I don't know if that's true.
No.
But yeah, so Jacquees. And then he did like a remix like recently to, he put like a snippet out on his Instagram to Ella Mai. She came out with another song called Trip, which I think is doing really well too from Boot Up. So she has like two like hit singles, yeah. And he did like a little remix to it, and like I was like, I want more. Aww. And then like me and my friend, like we're both like R&B heads, so we always like exchanging music, yes. like in that genre. And then like right when he had texted me, he was like,
"Who texted you?" Oh, your friend.
Oh, my friend that.
I thought Jacquees texted you.
Oh no!
I'm like, okay, this
escalated. You said Jacquees. Jacquees.
Jacquees.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So Jacquees. So once like he had texted him that he was like, yo, he needs to come out with the full thing, and I was like, I know, like 15 minutes later he came out with the full thing, and I was like, yes, also, I'm going to hear this after the episode, after we're cleaning up, I'm going to play the remix that he did to it.
Cause I'm going to blow out some Jessie Reyes. Afterwards.
Okay, yes. So that's my weekly obsession. How about yours, D?
Still Overlord. I'm on to season two of that anime now.
Okay.
Yeah, before when I spoke about it, I was on season one.
Can you recommend an anime for me that I would like enjoy?
All of these that I've been talking about. How dare you?
I don't know. This one doesn't sound like something I would enjoy.
I mean, what are you into? Like, you want some shit about, like, life? Like,
yeah.
Because those are the ones I don't watch. Like, the slice of life that they don't do shit.
That's what I want.
But every other TV show, you know, like, you want to watch them go to school and do homework and shit? Like,
yes, or, like, love.
Join a volleyball team. Yeah, fall in love.
Yes. Okay, there's a little bit of drama, you know?
Just a little bit. Okay, no, I watched Magic Powers. I want to see demons roam the earth.
Oh, my.
And heroes save the day, all right? Okay. All right, if I find a little pathetic anime like that, I'll toss it your way. But, yeah, definitely Rude. Overlord is just so fucking bomb-ass. Like, get into that if you're not yet. And that Eminem track, I can officially say, is a weekly obsession because I've been through it like 4 or 5 times. So
yes.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about Jacquees' album. Been playing it nonstop.
Yeah. Word, word, word.
Yes. So let's get into
Word on the Street.
No.
Word, this is what?
No, this is not Word on the Street because I don't know why that says Fairy Tale. I don't know what the fuck is Fairy Tale.
Oh, that's my word on the street.
Oh,
you put
bad.
The wrong name. This is Adeloso's first time doing the itinerary.
Yeah, because he just hit me with the, and you're going to do the itinerary. And I was like, what?
It was in the meeting notes. She should have known about it.
And
she
hit me up
email.
At a bad time.
I hit her up when she was lit. I was like, don't forget, you're doing the itinerary tomorrow.
But, okay, Fairy Tale, what is this, D?
Fairy Tale is another anime that I used to
back to back.
Fairy Tale is an anime that I used to watch. It actually used to be my top tier favorite anime. Bleach used to be my all time favorite, but then Bleach got canceled for doing fuck shit. And then they were number two, and then they moved up to number one, and then they stopped making episodes. Like, they didn't get canceled per se, but the series just did not continue anymore. And I want to say this was back in like 2016. I don't know if there's any other Fairy Tale heads in here, but I think their last like episode came out in 2016. But apparently they're back now. Like, Fairy Tale is back. So they went on a little cute 2-year hiatus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Andrew, we're going to come to the office on Sunday and watch it on the screen right here. So I'm excited for that.
Wow, that's
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't
something
pretend,
I'm not
can
interested
can't
at all.
Can't even fucking pretend.
I can't even pretend because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, when is it over?
asshole. Meet the Fockers.
Nah,
asshole.
That sounds cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I hope you enjoy that.
I will. I will.
No, but my word on the street is. So I saw that there's this, it's going to get dark, but a Mexican immigrant killed this white girl, like a 20-year-old college student, and they want to make like this whole like campaign about it and all this stuff. But I'm just like, okay. And then the thing that I was reading, they were like, what about Nia, the girl who got slayed by a white man randomly, like in Oakland?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about her? Like, Neil Wilson, like, why won't they make a campaign about that too? But of course, it's another, you know, racist
little whitey down a well,
right? So I was just like, yo, this shit is just crazy. Like, so that's like,
that's crazy.
Mars, why are you laughing?
We're petty.
You were asking. this is crazy. Like,
yeah, it is. Yeah.
I'm going to sit my team.
Moving on to our next. Our last segment of the show. This is the Dose Post. Adeloso, what do you have for us?
Well, speaking of more drastic things.
Okay.
There was also like a very horrible killing like in the Bronx recently. A woman, 24-year-old woman, went to go help her friend because she was like in an abusive relationship, and the guy ended up killing the
both of them.
No,
just the best friend.
Yes,
that's fucked up. This is what mind your fucking business. Yeah. Y'all want to get into other people's relationship trouble so fucking bad.
She was trying to help her. She called her for help. Unless it was a setup, you never know.
Right.
You know?
She should have just called the fucking police and said, "No, y'all not Supermen and Superwomen and Supergirls and Superboys. Call 911. Send the fucking police to your friend's house.
I mean,
y'all
they don't
gotta
do
go
shit
over
either,
there.
But."
True, but risk their lives, not yours.
So this whole is gonna get to my topic, but so to keep going with that, so she went whatever, he ended up like beating her to death, and then he told the girl, his
girlfriend,
if you don't help me like chop her up and like put it away, like I'm gonna kill you. And she had a kid, and your kid, whatever.
Wow.
So she chopped up her best friend.
Okay. Oh shit.
They put her in two different bags, one in Longwood in the Bronx and another one in another
park.
They put
her in heavy duties.
Derek, I don't know the exact bag, and you're OD for even asking.
I want to know how much respect she has for this friend. I want to know how close they were, because an associate,
she said she loved her. That's
so she was in a glad. Okay. All right.
I don't.
All right. Because associate level gets you heavy duty.
No, but it's just so sad. So the irony of this, too, is like the girl, the best friend who went to go help that got killed, her mom, 12 years ago, was 9 months pregnant at the time and got killed by her boyfriend while they were all in the same room.
Oh, man. I hate destinies like this.
So it's just like so ironic how like she got killed by like her best friend's boyfriend, you know, like
so then
I started really thinking about it, because I was like, this happened recently, like a couple days ago, and it was in the Bronx. You know, I currently reside in the Bronx now.
Yeah, you, oh my god.
Yeah, so it's
I
just
gotta
like
come see you less.
So they, I mean, can you stop? So they caught him. They both got charged. You know,
good.
With
fucking asshole.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh my god.
So I just was thinking, like, I was talking to my
cousin.
Wait.
The best friend got charged?
Yes, for helping. And
no.
Yeah, she helped.
She had to. It's life or death. It's her and her son.
I don't know.
I would have chopped it up too.
I just feel like that's weird. Like, he killed her best friend, but not his girl. Like, she wants
to
go help her.
Maybe he just needed to let it out, you know?
Disgusting.
Oh, if I was her, I would need a very good lawyer.
Okay. Well, that's her problem. She's in it, though.
I would be like, are y'all, I would be in that court acting up. I'd be like, are y'all fucking serious? So y'all mean to tell me y'all won't have dinner shit either? If he said he was going to chop you two and your son? Okay.
Yeah, that's true, but we don't know if that's really true yet.
Okay.
They didn't take
a lie detector test? The fuck? Where my tax dollars going? What are we doing?
Niggas don't know what they're doing out here.
This is crazy.
They're probably not even going to do none of that. They're just going to serve time. Like, you know.
Wow.
But that was really unfortunate. So then this made me
Do you
just
know her
start-
best friend's name? The one in the glad bag? Are we just gonna,
guys? I apologize. I really do apologize.
Do we know her name?
On
you just gonna,
yes, Lisa Velasquez.
All right, let's have a moment of silence for her. Okay, sorry, Lisa.
No,
wow.
Yes, like it was really sad. It was really sad. 24, beautiful girl.
So this
was just making me think. Like, I was like, I wonder, like, if this is like Satan's work. Like, but then I'm just like, I don't really believe. And like, cause I always think of like the devil, quote unquote, the devil of like, oh, you know how they paid it out to be
horns.
Red with horns, right? Yeah. So I didn't really believe it really existed, but I'm just like, when these things happen, I'm just like, there has to be something because I'm just like, who could do some shit like that? What the fuck are you saying?
I said, what if the devil is just a collection of negative energy?
Yeah, maybe it's not even like a thing or anything. Mm. Maybe it's just like, I don't know. I mean, but
if you follow the Bible, then he's an angel.
No, yeah, I don't follow the Bible.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Just more spiritual.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Well, let the record show.
Do you believe
my
in
God
hell?
God is a big God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, because I believe in heaven.
No, but what if, so this is what my cousin was saying. She was like, what if that there's like no hell, like everyone goes to heaven, but you still can suffer, like if you had like a bad life, you can still like not be at peace up there.
I don't know. I believe every yin has a yang and vice versa. I believe that, I mean, you know, if you going to go, I can see that for earthly reasons.
Right.
You know, like you could have a miserable time.
And then
time
also,
at Disney
like,
World.
It's different life. I mean, I don't know. You believe in different lifetimes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So it was just like, so that could just be your lifetime where you just like, whatever. And then until you go to your next one, you know, and then
you come back as a rose.
Because that's what they're saying, like, God, like, forgives. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you say? You come back as a rose?
Yeah, as
yeah
a
you,
roach.
Could you could come, a roach?
Yeah. This asshole could come back as a roach.
Yeah, I hope he gets stomped out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
what if you just keep coming back as roaches? Like, nah, that last trial was too quick, nigga. Let's go. Yeah.
You are something else. So yeah. So yeah, I do believe that you could come back as something else. I do believe there's some dogs that definitely have like human souls, like in the
and cats too. I used to be a cat.
Yeah, I don't know what I used to be, but yeah. So
a cat and a NASCAR.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe in hell.
Mm.
In a hell, do you?
I do.
You do.
I do. I don't want to, but by my spiritual logic, if there's a heaven, there's a hell. So. That's mine.
Yeah.
And the Bible. And
because it just contradicts. Because doesn't the Bible say God forgives everyone? Like, your sins are, like, forgiven,
you know,
no matter what.
I don't really know too much of the good word, but.
Oh, you just.
Do.
You.
I know some of its ideas. I don't know any of its phrases. Amen. I do know. Hallelujah. Okay. Her lure might be in the Bible.
Get out.
I feel like I read a scripture one time. But, I don't know. Every good place has a bad place.
This is ridiculous. Okay, so that wraps our episode.
That wraps up the episode. Call up and let us know if you believe in hell. Why or why not?
Oh, yes. I'm going to make a dose post this week about that. Ooh, that's going to be a little touchy.
There you go. Ow.
Oh, the number is 520-815-6670.
Ow.
Yes.
This, me, Derek, my Instagram and Twitter is DJSJ614. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Hollywood's.
And Hollywood 614 on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I don't use Snapchat that much anymore. Besides the like.
What happened to your 1 a.m.?
Sex debate with other.
People?
Males.
Okay.
From websites.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, maybe I should just delete
just
all the family
Snapchat
I have
today
on there
a little
and
bit.
Make it completely for that. Because it's weird sometimes when like. Because like the guys, like they saw me like hiking. And they were like, oh my God, your eyes look beautiful in the sunlight. And I was like, ew, like, it's not 2 a.m. Get the fuck out of here. Like, don't watch my story. So I really got to sort that out.
Okay, I hope you forget that.
And then sometimes
out.
When I put scandalous stuff on my story, then my family, they're like, hey.
Why would you do it with your family following you?
Because I'm an open book.
Okay.
I just let it all happen.
I respect you for that.
Thank you.
So you can follow me at Adeloso09 on Instagram and at Adeloso on Twitter and the Snap.
Ow. The special promotion for this week is GNHB, my poetry book.
We're laughing because, guys, tell us also when you write us how many months we've been promoting this book. But it's still great. It's still a great book. Get
it's really me. It's really me. I was having this conversation with somebody. When it came out, that was the same month that I was in the middle of rehearsals for that show, and then I had just did that thing on ID Discovery, and then I had also released this. So it was just like a tough month, and I didn't get to like really advertise it the way that it should have been. And then there's all those people I'm supposed to mail copies out to that I have not yet. Ro, did you ever give Monique? Okay. Yeah, and then there's a lot of books that are lost in translation. And yeah. Okay, this episode was produced by the board of the New York Dose and hosted by the Carbon Dioxide Network. Our audio engineer is motherfucking me. And our audio editor is me. Again, photos for this week were taken by me, Adeloso, and Rel from the Cure Podcast.
Hey.
In studio.
And I did the itinerary.
You did the itinerary. You did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, he took over the sound now. Yeah. I was feeling the sound. Damn,
it's
man.
Cute, right?
What the fuck?
Oh, wait. Who, me?
I want to do sound now.
Oh, because I took it away from you.
Yes. Yeah.
You could do it soon.
Why you took it away
when
from
I get
me?
Tired? When my bones.
No, we started a new program. We record on a new program now.
Yeah,
what is
I
it
do.
Called
you
again?
You can use that other shirt. I didn't have the time for that.
Okay.
Shout out to the rest of the team over at YouTube, Monet and Max in our crew department. G Lou and Eden and
I'm done.
Shout out to, we got a new crew member now.
Yeah.
I didn't send out the email yet, but Colin.
Colin.
Who did our audio last episode.
He's a crew.
He's crew now. Yes. Yeah, he's going to be joining crew.
I'm happy. Yes, Colin. Yeah.
Super excited for that. There's somebody else that I'm missing, and I apologize, but I really got to rewrite this shit over. This should still say Wolf. Wolf not even on this team
Wolfie,
no more.
Wolfie.
I did bump into Wolf last night, though, at the club.
Oh, how is he? He's okay. Why you have that face? You being shady?
Don't forget to ever stay dope.
Stay dope.
Stay New York. It's a New York Dose, baby.
And now here's an ad from our sister podcast.
Underneath the Carbon Dioxide Network.
Let that shit out.
Join Mahaya and Yana, two juicy Brooklyn nights,
for our bi-weekly chat as we give a freshly squeezed take on body positivity,
all things entertainment, and more. Search and subscribe to Extra Juicy the Podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Facebook.
We can also be found on Twitter and IG at @extrajuicy_.
And always remember to keep it juicy, baby.
Ow, ow. Ow.
I hustled over land and sea. My journey crazy like a fantasy.